Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Thursday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, also on Monumental Sports Network. If you're watching on your TV or on your phone, we're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. Here's our team. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is also here.
Morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Happy NFL draft day to you.
Can't believe it's here already.
John Paul Flame is here.
What's up, Cakes?
I believe he has the third pick in the Junkies mock draft that's upcoming in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes, and it's take your kid to work day, mm-hmm. and Isabella is here. And she is prepared to make the pick for the New England Patriots.
I heard that before we went on the air. Good. Right. So she'll be.
She wants her ADs. That's the big thing. She's asked several times if she's going to be on TV, and I said 9 o'clock hour.
There you go.
Is she sleeping right now?
No, she's in the other room.
Mm. Oh, okay. Very good.
They've got YouTube.
Okay, gotcha.
Eric Bickle also here. I believe he holds the number two pick in the Junkies mock draft four.
As always.
The Washington Commanders. Hold on.
Well, I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is she presenting the pick that you make, or is she, like, making the pick?
She's just going to say the person who I believe should be picked number three.
I mean, if she were making the pick,
she's not
going to
pick Winnie the Pooh.
She would probably pick, like, some sort of YouTube superstar.
Cinderella.
That unboxes, like, toys on YouTube.
Yeah. Probably.
Like, yeah, I mean, you can't make her let her just go off board.
She's big into the Descendants now. And
I don't know what that is. I couldn't tell.
I don't know what that is either.
That the Descendants of George Clooney and Shailene Woodley?
No, it's
pretty
Descendants like young
not
kid
that.
Pirates.
Oh.
You're not feeling it?
I mean, I don't think
it's
I
saw, okay. It's not. I mean,
I don't think I saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is that the one they were in Hawaii?
Yeah, it's definitely in Hawaii, fighting over the land.
Yeah, I went into that.
Yeah, fighting over the property.
I was just thinking about, remember a month ago we were going, all right, we got a month till the draft.
Yeah.
It's draft day.
Yeah, good.
I mean, but it's been a slog.
It's been the longest,
I think so,
longest
too.
Month on the planet. It's been the longest month in recorded history.
Yeah, I guess.
To get here, to get to this day.
But now that we're here, I just feel like it went quick, but I know it didn't.
Yeah. Wait, so.
I know we talked mock drafts for a month, and we talked about Daniels versus May for a month, and argued about this guy and that guy.
And just to let everybody know,
just glad we're here.
And we'll mention this at least a couple times throughout the show. You can hear every Commander's pick in the 2024 NFL draft exclusively on Team 980.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Bringing every pick and trade with reaction and analysis Thursday through Saturday. And there are boots on the ground in Detroit where the draft is being held too. Craig Hoffman is doing his show live from the draft in Detroit Thursday night. Grant and Danny are hosting a draft show, simulcast on both stations Thursday night. They'll be live from Dudley's in Shirlington. Hmm. Kevin Sheehan and Denton are hosting a draft show exclusively on Team 980 Friday night, with Linnell and Denton handling the later portion of the draft. And then we've got local programming all day Saturday with Pete Medhurst and Denton Day covering rounds four through seven.
I thought about this the other day. Should we be insulted that no one asked us to participate in this draft stuff?
I don't think insulted is the right word.
We're not good enough to do it.
That's what I'm thinking. Do they just think we're the jokers? and nobody wants our opinions.
The drafts in the evening. No, some of those people work in the evening.
I think it's respect that they know we get up at 4, and you know.
I always take the slight. My instinct is always.
But I'm
okay
with it. I sleep okay at night knowing that.
You'll be all right. I'm not really interested in working. I'm just.
You just want to be asked.
Be asked and then turn it down. Yeah, that'd be good.
Right, you just want to be afforded the opportunity to say no.
I do think that there's a bit of an insult there. No one wants our draft expertise.
Even though it's more than 25 years ago, those draft shows were some of the most fun shows we ever did.
I would agree.
They were fun. I didn't really like the prep, to be honest with you. We were prepping like Mel Kiper Jr., like nothing we've ever done.
We were
done
breaking
since.
Down every first round pick. I mean, I we
like
color
really breaking like, it down. Like, I had a notebook.
I had a big notebook, too.
Like,
get a bio on every
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, like really
and,
broke
and mine
it down.
Were like, they were like handwritten notes. Yeah. It wasn't like cranking
out. No, I'm talking
like
about like
an Excel
like,
spreadsheet.
No, literally weeks of prep.
Yeah, like on like loose leaf paper or like colored binder paper. Like it was like it looked like the serial killer Kevin Spacey from Seven when they went into his apartment.
This is why the draft is awesome, is because your team gets a free silly.
That's right. You just you get a litter.
You get a free silly.
And if your team sucked the year before, you pick super high.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
Right.
You get to try to restock.
Well,
replenish.
I'm picking who dat at 14. Yeah. So I did about 3 minutes of prep last night,
okay,
and I'm going to do the rest during the show. So if I'm pretty quiet during the first few segments, it's because I'm figuring out what Mickey Loomis
I'm
would
picking
do
at
as
11,
the Saints GM.
And I'm picking for the Minnesota Vikings. Skull, we did that bit yesterday.
Yeah, the skull stuff.
I know who I'm picking if this person is there.
But you got to have a plan B.
I don't honestly, right now, I don't have a plan B. But by the time the draft rolls around at 9 a.m., the plan B will be in place. But I will... Here's what I will guarantee, and I'll tip my hand a little bit on the draft board. I will not draft an offensive or defensive lineman, most likely an offensive player.
Right.
Because that is my lean.
Yeah,
I'm letting all the other GMs know how I'm leaning towards this pick.
I think that's most people's lean. I went on with Grant and Danny yesterday for their blitz, and they said, well, what would you do with the next two picks?
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I think everybody realized they have to take an offensive line.
Sure.
Right. So you take your lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could do whatever you want. But I was like, wide receiver or tight end.
Definitely. Of course. You need to score. You need points.
You got
to
help out the quarterback.
For the new guy.
Yeah.
I would love for Bowers to slip and then we jump in there and get him at like 15 or something.
To where? Yeah. I mean.
But I mean, he's.
I don't see him slipping past like 10.
There's the viral video of him doing a backflip lately.
I could pick him at all. I could pick him for the Vikings at 11.
You could.
He's not on your FUBAR list after the shorts.
He was almost on it because he looked super dorkalicious
right.
When he was at the combine doing the rounds.
I mean, he just doesn't stand.
But when he's in pads and when he's catching balls.
Or when he's shirtless doing a backflip.
He's a stud.
Yeah, that shirtless backflip. This looks like a totally different guy.
I can look past that. This keen scouting eye can look past him looking like a
that
dork.
Awkward pick really threw me.
He just had bad posture.
Bad posture.
Bad fit. He had a bad fit on.
Bad outfit.
Haven't maintained. I told myself that I was going to start having better posture sitting down. I never watch ourselves on Monumental, but I caught myself probably 6 weeks ago and I was slouched.
We're slouchers. We all slouch at some point.
No, I'm the king of it.
It just happens.
Remember I told you we shouldn't take a picture with those dumb boards? Right away, you see I was getting joned on right away.
I don't think so.
Somebody said something like, EB looked like he had a bender last night, you know.
Yeah, there weren't that many shots.
You didn't have a bender 2 nights ago. You just looked like it.
I just don't take a good picture.
They love to pounce, that's all.
But I just don't take a good picture.
You have two picks in this mock, so you get prepared.
Who's the guy about a month ago that said we should boycott pictures?
No, I'm with you.
Boycott.
I'm with you.
I thought you were Richard Gere.
Every other day.
Yeah. I'm an in-person Richard Gere. I knocked the lady's socks off
in person. It doesn't translate in photos.
Hey. I mean, do you believe?
I'm kind of with you.
Do you believe some people are photogenic and some aren't?
Sure.
Of course. I'm definitely not photogenic.
My wife saw the picture. She's like, "Why are you holding the board like this?" In the
did
picture.
You say you're trying to hide my face?
I was like, I don't know. Just did something different.
Yeah, doing a wacky bit.
I noticed your video
from MGM National Harbor yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I have a theory.
Okay. Yeah.
You put this video, I think you're on Felt Street and you're explaining what happened.
To Felt Street, yeah.
Whatever it was. Right. You did look a lot younger, and it looked like you didn't have bags under your eyes. I think you filtered it.
I did not. I'm glad you brought that up.
It looked like you filtered it.
I didn't filter it. Trust me, I don't
believe you.
I don't even know filters. How to do a filter.
I don't know how to do it, and
but my wife has told me about it.
I present myself as I am. I don't need to touch myself up. But somebody else noticed it. They said, "You look younger in the video. Where are the bags?" And
yeah.
I said,
"That's some good lighting."
You know what? Maybe it's good lighting, but maybe my allergy like drops regimen is helping some.
And you were,
that was my response.
No, but you have the bags right now.
I know, because early in the morning, I'm super puffy right now. Like, as the day
but
goes on.
But 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
The inflammation reduces a little bit.
Yeah, and then plus you're inside.
Yeah, I'm inside. The lighting's better.
He's in his home away from home.
I'm in my home away from home.
Now
I'm in my happy place. Yeah. Even though I played Ace King, the woman said, "Oh, I have aces." So,
Dunsky.
That's bad. Right. That's bad when that happens, generally.
Yeah.
Ace King suited?
Not suited.
Oh, okay.
Well, the draft is finally here.
It's here. It's upon us.
And I think the first time we went to the NFL draft, was that Peyton Manning's draft, the 1998 draft?
Could be.
97?
We certainly went to his.
97 or 98?
I don't know if that was
98
the first one.
Is the Peyton Manning draft.
Didn't we interview him?
I think so.
100%. Yeah. I think we did, yeah.
By the way,
we also interviewed Curtis Enos, I believe.
Yeah.
He was the fifth pick. Yeah. I'm going to take you through that draft real quick. So it was Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody name the third pick by the Arizona Cardinals?
Hold on. Ooh. Yes, I think I can. Eric Swan. Damn it.
No, he went like five, I think. Or
Andre Wadsworth.
Yeah, I wouldn't have
Then
that.
Charles Woodson, Curtis Enos.
Yeah.
But the Redskins at the time, they didn't even have a first round pick.
Right.
So we did the draft show and were there for 4 hours. And the Redskins didn't have a pick until the second round when they took Steven Alexander.
Think about it. Think about what a celebration it is now.
Yeah.
You know, big ass party. Mm-hmm. And we just did it with a bunch of goons in that like little side room in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Now, it was still pretty big back then.
But like,
no, but it wasn't like this.
No,
though. Like
no.
The party. It was big for as an event, but it wasn't
like
the
space,
party.
They showed the space they were setting up in Detroit, and it's massive. It looks like 2 football fields of just empty space for people to file into to watch the draft.
No, we were just like
and it's
going to
be butt
auditorium.
Cold. I saw Tailgate Ted, who's going out for the draft. I think the temp's 45 degrees outside.
That's so
I mean, it is Detroit in April.
Late in spring, so
yeah.
That's what happens.
They're lucky they don't have snow.
Valdez, can you play the chimes for me so I just get that noise going through my head so I can get in the mood?
We're going to hear that for the next 3 days.
Love hearing it.
We did.
It means the pick is in.
So we did the next draft as well, which was 1999. Tim Couch was the first pick. Donovan McNabb, number 2.
Achilles Smith went 3, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the Ricky Williams draft.
Yeah.
And I do remember just the buzz of Charlie Casserly pulling one over on Mike Ditka.
Oh, yeah.
And then they ended up taking Champ Bailey at number 7.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was fun.
That was a good one.
But
Champ was good.
Now you got the number 2 pick. This can change the franchise. The trajectory of the franchise can be changed if this pick hits.
It could. I mean, this is the future. This is the future building block. This tonight at 8:15.
It's super critical for us. Let's be honest. For us, for the people in this room, because we've been grinding and just climbing uphill for basically 30 years without a quarterback. We've been in the desert. Just searching for that oasis. Mm-hmm. Maybe tonight they find it. Hopefully.
They've had guys who have been stable for a couple years. Certainly not good.
The Kirk era.
You know, Brad Johnson for a little while. You had the hope of Donovan McNabb. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out.
That was a grasp.
Alex Smith.
RG3 won amazing year.
If Alex Smith would have stayed healthy, didn't shatter his leg, he would have been, I think he would have been as good as, you know, these other guys you're mentioning.
I mean, Alex Smith there.
He wasn't putting up. He wouldn't put up great numbers, but he was.
They were winning games.
He was a smart quarterback. He wasn't going to turn the ball over. You know, he's not going to throw 40 touchdowns.
Right.
But I think he would have been good.
They were winning games. They're winning games with like 160 yards passing.
Yeah.
Can't believe he came back with that leg.
I know.
I still can't believe it.
I mean, he guy's a warrior. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, tough as hell.
So tonight is the night.
So, you know, we've always assumed that they're going to take a quarterback. Can you imagine? And then the only question is maybe they throw a curveball and take a different one. What if they took, like, Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Yeah,
that would be the biggest shocker of all time. What do you think? Put the percentage on that. I think it's a 0.
I think it's a 0, but, man, that would be awesome.
For a moment, but then you'd be stuck without a quarterback.
No, it wouldn't be awesome for the team. I'm just saying it would be awesome for us. Could be so much controversy.
What if they did the calculation? And they said, you know what? We're going to take Harrison here, or we're going to hope we can get Penix or Bo Nix.
Yeah. Right.
Second round. They could be doing
or
that.
Or they trade up.
Or they
and
trade
they get
back into the first round.
Like, I don't think
you
so.
You look excited about that prospect.
But just because it'd be great for the radio. Right.
So yesterday, that's when exactly I did that hit with Grant and Danny, Danny asked me, is there a scenario which would make you or the fans unhappy? And I said, I don't think so, unless they did do the curveball, which we don't expect, mm-hmm. and they appeased the crowd of got to build the offensive line first.
I despise that crowd. That mm-hmm. that crowd, to me, they're the biggest weirdos on the planet.
Well, I think you could do it simultaneously, and that's what they need to do.
I agree with you. But yeah. We know there's been a portion of fans are like, you can't draft a quarterback. Quarterback's not going to be set up to succeed. Got to build the offensive line first. So what if the outlier of outliers, they draft Joe Alt number two.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And awesome. they try and sell you on, well, he's a Jonathan Ogden type. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be, you know, Trent Williams.
If they could
and
do
we'll
that,
get a quarterback next
they,
year.
Well, hold on. No. Yeah. What if they do that and then they move up to 16 with the other two picks and get Penix?
And get Penix.
Who a lot of people think is, from a pure passer standpoint, he's right there.
MHJ and Penix.
From a pure passer standpoint, he's right there.
I mean, he was here for the Topgolf visit.
I still think that there would be controversy, though.
It would be controversial, but
it would be interesting.
And look, you never know which quarterback's going to be the best. It could be the last guy picked in the draft, like Brock Purdy.
For sure. I do think that the most exciting player in the draft is Jaden. And I've actually come to the resolution that if I was the Bears, I think I said this yesterday, if I was the Bears, I would take Jaden.
You know, one thing I didn't like that he said, and it was a confident thing, which I generally don't hate. I don't really hate this comment, but he said that he wants to go down as the best all-time running quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that was limiting. Like, yeah, you want to be the best quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was limiting himself to Lamar, Michael Vick. I want to go down as the best all-time running quarterback.
Well, that's his major.
But those
strength.
guys are also like iconic, and so to be even better than that, I mean, arguably,
I don't know. I just felt it was a little
you
limiting.
Say it's limiting, but also it's I see where you're coming from, but from his perspective, this is just the way quarterbacks are, and he just wants to be the best one.
Yeah,
quarterbacks they run. He wants to be the best running quarterback
of
all time.
Yep. All right, got a lot to get to on an NFL Draft Day edition of the Junks. Ben Standing, who covers the Commanders for The Athletic, he'll join the show at 8 o'clock. And we'll talk some Caps with Devin Dubnyk from NHL Now and NHL Tonight. He'll be on the show at 8:45. And, of course, we have our Junkies NFL Mock Draft coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. So don't go.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Go anywhere. Draft T-shirt and I just had a meeting, and we came up with how we're going to give away really great prize. We have not one, but two pair of tickets to see Caps Rangers at Capital One Arena. That's game four of the series Sunday.
For the record, I started to give you an idea, but you went into a commercial, so you didn't hear me. I'm curious if it is the same, because I said, why don't we do Capital Survivor?
So it's for Friday night.
How would that be? How would that be played, Capital Survivor?
Well, they said they have a different idea. I don't want to, like, put the kibosh on their idea, but I just thought we could run with Capital Survivor.
I don't know. We can figure it out. Drab and I we're gonna do semi hard caps trivia.
Same thing.
Answer two caps trivia questions and you win. And I have an update. It's for game three. Three on Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
Not Sunday.
My oldest daughter,
so that's coming at 7:45.
Yeah. Kelsey is coming here on Friday, and we're running the Parkway Classic together on Sunday. And she asked about Caps tickets for game four, but it was conditional. She doesn't want to go if they lose game three.
Wow. That's kind of fair weather fan-ish.
Kind of, but.
Actually, it's very fair weather.
You don't necessarily want to go to a bummer game where you get eliminated.
I can kind of understand that. I get it.
Well, she's just feeling like it's not a hot ticket when you're down 0-3, too. It's not the place to be. If she felt like it was the place to be, she'd want to go.
Yeah.
It's my guess.
Well, plus game three is Friday night. Game four is Sunday night. You know,
8 p.m. puck 8 drop, PM. Too. That's a late puck
That's
drop.
That's a late puck drop when everyone has to get up and go to work the next day. Yeah. Tomorrow's huge.
So we'll give away those tickets at 7:45. So bone up on your Caps trivia.
So Capital Survivor. We'll play the Survivor music, get them all on the line, and then
JP's hijacking the game.
I'm not hijacking it. I said before. Okay, you didn't hear me, but I said it before.
Well, everyone was tuning you out.
He had a commercial.
We'll figure it out.
I couldn't care.
Are we worrying about it at 6:27? What are we doing?
Well, I mean, we're doing it in about an hour.
All right, but let's worry about that in an hour.
You know what? I don't know what we're doing.
The Caps fan.
It doesn't affect your prep.
It's not worth it.
The Caps fans.
It's fine.
That's what you're not understanding.
It doesn't affect your prep. You got to prep questions anyway, correct?
That's correct.
It's just a different format.
Okay. I mean, JP's got to do it his way. Very, very headstrong. All right, we'll do Caps Survivor at 7:45. I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to talk about Jayden Daniels.
Hey, I have another question.
Yes, please.
What game are we going to play to give away a Caps ticket?
I like what you're doing. I like your style.
We're going to play Capitals Big Brother.
All right, so Jayden Daniels.
We're going to play Capitals The Price is Right.
Yeah. Jayden Daniels, who could be the future of the Commanders at quarterback. He was asked about all the controversy.
Before we get to that, I did see the pictures of him in the cold tub with Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Man, he's got a sunken bird chest.
He's also butt cold. He is butt cold right
there. It's cold and all.
Do you remember Ewad and like how like concave his chest was? Yeah. It's very similar.
I mean, what is going to happen when a 325-pound lineman?
Put it this way: he looks like a swimmer. He looks like a swimmer.
He has no chest.
I know. I
swear, that guy, if they on the combine, what was his bench number on the combine?
He didn't do it.
I don't think he did it.
I don't think he could put up 225 once.
But the quarterbacks usually don't do the
benches. Arms too. No way.
There's no chance he could put up 225. I don't think he could put up 185.
Did the quarterbacks do 225 or benches at the combine?
Well, that's the standard weight.
No, I know it's the standard weight, but I don't know if the actual quarterbacks.
I think the top quarterbacks this year, none of them really tested on anything.
Yeah.
Except for maybe JJ. Did he run?
We definitely threw.
Who ran? I know Penix ran in his pro day. Nobody else even ran in their pro day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think any of them did any of the measurables.
I can't remember.
I'm sure Tebow.
Oh, Sam Hartman. I think it was Sam Hartman.
He ran.
His dreamy hair and beard. Man, nobody, all over the place.
All they talk about him is being good looking. Nobody talks about his game.
He's like the 12th quarterback on the list.
Yeah, played a lot of college football.
Yeah, he's got a lot of experience.
Played a lot of college football.
Yeah.
But are you feeling any different about the number two pick? You think
me?
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling better about it.
Better about it in terms of?
It's pretty obvious they're going to go to Jayden. He's the most exciting player in the draft.
You're good with it.
He's the most exciting player in the draft.
Right.
I would take him 1-1.
So you feel great about it. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was asked about the whole controversy of the Topgolf stuff. And I don't know if he's got the audio. I actually saw it.
If you went there and to help kind of revive the franchise and get that franchise back on top.
It'll be fun. Be able to go there and just be blessed to really just fulfill my childhood dream. Whoever that is, whatever team that is. So, you know, I'm happy.
How about the whole idea of the group visit? Some guys said they really, really liked it. Did you get a lot out of it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you just have fun. It was the only visit I went to that wasn't really you know, where you have to remember a play or, you know, try to remember an instar or something like that. So it was dope, and especially be with guys that I kind of knew throughout the process and before that. So it was fun.
Yeah, I saw that also. Yeah, he seems very nonchalant.
Put some of those issues I don't want to play in Washington to bed.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't think it's his number one choice, but I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like he says, when you draft him, he's going to put that hat on, and he's going to walk down here. He's going to give you his best.
Right.
And
eventually he's going to like being here. Eventually.
I mean, I would hope, as long
as he's playing well.
I would hope. and I just think he's the best. It's almost like we're overthinking it if we try to wedge somebody else in.
Any chance that the Bears just throw a freaking backdoor slider?
I actually worry about it a little
bit. Backdoor slider.
They haven't come to an agreement yet with
Isn't
Caleb.
Isn't it 20,000 to 1?
Yeah, I know.
If you want to throw, if you want to throw some sort of bet on Caleb not being the guy,
but I am rooting for chaos.
Chaos
in the
cool.
NFL draft is fun.
Chaos
and
cool.
The Bears not taking Caleb Williams, it would make things very intriguing at the top.
No, but things happen usually that Caleb. You don't expect. Last year, at least heading into the draft, Will Levis was supposed to be one of the top picks, and he went in the second round. Like that's, I'm a little intrigued. You know, people think that all these quarterbacks can be drafted super high, like 1, 2, 3, and maybe even possibly 4.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Penix or Nix, one of these guys might slide into the second round.
Oh, I think it's very likely.
I would say Nix definitely would slip into the second
round. I don't know if Penix is going to last into the second
round.
I think if Penix is there for the Raiders at 13, I think they may snap him
up. Well, what about the Broncos? Where are the Broncos?
Broncos are 12, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, they got Zach Wilson now.
Yeah, their quarterback room is Zach Wilson, Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci.
Yeah, so
those are the three quarterbacks.
That's maybe the worst one I've ever heard of.
Yeah, that's a really bad quarterback.
Literally,
trio. That's...
Right,
can
so
that's worse
than what
one?
We've had. That's worse than what we've had.
It's really putrid, actually.
You would rather have Sam Howell in there.
Sean Payton, like, you think he's really going to go into the season with that quarterback room?
Where did they pick?
12.
Yeah.
Picking for them will be Funny Danny in our Junkies mock draft.
Oh, right.
So that's coming up at 9
Whatever
o'clock.
Quarterback is still available on the list, on the prospect list, he's going to take them.
How amazing it is if you were one of those guys that gets drafted in the first round. Your life completely changes. Your financial future completely changes.
Is there any moment mitigated a little bit because of NIL?
Yeah, but is there any moment in our lives which could compare our first Junkies contract
to being drafted?
What were your life changed? Your life did change when we became a full-time show.
More gradual. It was more of a gradual change.
Mm-hmm. For Cakes was probably the biggest one because we were all kind of trying to figure out what we were going to do. Cakes went from a profession at Toys R Us.
Yes, I was
had to leave it.
I'm super professional.
No, it's
had to put in his 2 weeks notice.
Well,
his life was doomed. I mean, it was just going to be cigarettes and giraffes on his dress shirt. That was his future.
I didn't have a giraffe actually on my dress shirt, but his head was on my paycheck, and I did wear a name tag to work. So that's
he was going to be a name tag guy.
Well, I mean, these guys essentially, I know NIL is in play now, and let's just say they were making $1 million, but they're basically hitting the lottery because Caleb Williams is going to sign a $43 million contract.
Right.
Drake May, if he goes 3, is going to be at 37, 38, right?
No, life is changing.
Their life changes, yeah.
It's
not all guaranteed, but
overnight change. It's just hard to, regular people don't.
Yeah, safe
like
to
that.
Say, none of us have had,
sell a business.
None of us have had this sort of moment in our lives where your life is completely upended in a positive way.
And you trip over $30 million? No.
Yeah, and you're whisked away on a private jet to your new destination by the team owner.
No.
And then you're in front of a throng of adoring fans. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got offered a full-time job, then asked for a $25 raise. And the boss at the time said, F you.
Yeah, you guys can go F yourself. It was quite the eye opener.
When we negotiated our first contract, which was for peanuts, they really wanted us to cut it down to 3 people.
Yeah.
We could pay you more if you guys nix one of yourselves.
They didn't care, too.
Oh, they didn't care.
They couldn't care less.
I think they said, we don't care who you get rid of.
Yeah, they're all about numbers.
Go F yourself. No, I will say this, and I'm probably the only person that thought this way, but I assume JP wrote about it in the book, but at one point, David Hill was like the president or whatever of
Fox.
Fox Sports,
mm-hmm.
and he listened to our tape, and he said, those are the guys. And David Hill, if you ever look back at the history sort of TV broadcasting or whatever, he was a powerful guy.
Sure.
And
Australian,
he
right?
Said, he said,
those are my guys.
Those are my guys. He listened to the right. tape, and they were looking for like a late night show or whatever. Mm-hmm. I honestly thought in that realm that that was going to be life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been life-changing.
Could have been. They ended up going with the best damn sports show, period.
Yeah. But I honestly thought that that could be life-changing. I had visions of being on Letterman, getting invited, being a guest, and then nothing.
Zippy.
Back here. And,
but it's amazing. You know, Jaden Daniels, he's worked with like a quarterback's coach who was a family friend who I don't think he played in the NFL, but had like a really good background since he was 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has been a lifelong dream. And to get to that point.
For sure. These guys can't, they can't play at that level without grinding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, just think how many balls they've thrown in their life.
I mean, I can even tell you, like I heard Jay talk about it on one of the podcasts he did recently. And he's like, even these Division I quarterbacks, I mean, they have to be so accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
To play at that level. I know one of the backups at Cornell. That's Ivy League football, okay? That's not necessarily the highest level. And those guys grind. I went and watched their practice. It was wild. And, you know, think about how hard they worked. This kid came from Texas, right? Texas football. How hard they worked just to even play in the Ivy League, which is nothing compared to the SEC and these other big leagues. Yeah, these guys are beasts, every single one of them. They've worked their whole lives to get there. You don't just wake up with that kind of ability. I love that. That's part of the reason why I like shows like American Idol. It's when kids, they just take them from obscurity and then they change their lives overnight. It's kind of like what you're talking about here. You know, they work hard at it, and then you get to see them with their families crying on the couch, the moms, the grandmothers, the fathers, and you just get a little insight into how everybody is impacted. It's a special
night. Have they shored up how they don't tip who's drafting before the pick is made? Because I know that was a big controversy a few years ago. I think they've tidied that up, haven't they?
A little bit. I think on social media it still gets out there.
I mean, even J.P. Finley will tweet it out.
Right. Yeah, I think on social media it still gets out there.
Yeah, but like on the broadcast, I think, haven't they taken steps to try to keep some
they
drama
guess. I think they guess. Yeah, the broadcast they guess. But
you know what?
I mean, who doesn't have both things open?
It's a good night for a Twitter cleanse.
It really? I can't
because I think it is.
I need all the information. I need all the opinions.
I don't know.
Are you an NFL Network guy or an ESPN guy?
I go back and forth.
I don't think it really matters. I don't have a preference.
Yeah.
They're just all goofball talking
whoever,
heads.
If one of them's doing shtick and like trying to be goofy, and then I'm out.
That's not a
night where they do that, but if I saw that, if I saw like Howie Long stuff, you know, and Terry Bradshaw stuff.
I like Jeremiah. I like him.
Is Kuiper still on ESPN?
Yeah.
I tend to like Kuiper.
Kuiper is
ABC,
serious.
ABC has a coverage as well.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's ESPN, though.
No. It's different.
Huh.
I think it's more like storytelling.
Oh, I don't want that. They get into the
person who's drafted, their background. It's more like about the person, not about the measurables.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saban's going to be on the ABC coverage.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
So that'll be like his first time behind the desk.
Belichick is doing with Pat McAfee. So, you know, ESPN, like, They started doing all the casts. So if you want to watch Pat McAfee with Bill Belichick, I'm sure there's going to be several options.
This is a night where I want the nerds. This is where I need
Belichick's a nerd.
Okay, but I need the draft nicks. I need the guys that know all these guys.
The Mike Mayocks and the Mel Kuipers. Yeah. That's what we need tonight.
I don't need McAfee. I love McAfee. I think McAfee's a superstar, but I don't need him tonight. I need a draft nerd.
Jeremiah or Kuiper.
As far as I'm concerned, is Mayock even doing TV anymore? Is he back in the mix?
I don't think
not
so.
Not sure.
Yeah.
He's probably just living off all that Raiders money.
Yeah,
that was paid him when they booted him out the door.
That's what we'd be
making terrible picks. Yeah. All right, coming up at 7, Grant Paulson, who does, of course, the Grant and Danny show here, he's going to try to convince the Junks why he thinks Drake May is the pick. Maybe he's been listening to a lot of you, Jason.
Doesn't have to convince me.
Doesn't have to convince you. So we
I've been on Drake May for weeks.
So we'll listen to Grant Paulson. He'll try to sell us on Drake May. We'll do that coming up at 7 here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Don't forget, Ben Standig will join us coming up at 8 a.m. He covers the Commanders for The Athletic. We'll get the latest on him on NFL Draft Day. Yes, we have been delivered. It is finally upon us.
You know, and just to that end, I asked Valdez if he could pull up the Terry McLaurin call. You know, we were talking about how that your life changes overnight. This is a call that does hit me in the feels. Now, maybe it's just because I'm a Skins fan. And I want my daughters to marry McLaurin. They could both marry him. They could have a trio.
Thruple.
Yeah, they could have a thruple.
The Terry McLaurin. A Bickle thruple.
Yeah, I mean, I just love Terry McLaurin. I just think he's the greatest. He's just such a good guy. And I think he recently got engaged, though, right?
So he definitely has a significant other.
Yeah,
he did.
I think he recently got engaged.
Kate and Meghan McLaurin.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I mean, I just love the guy. I think he's fantastic. But here is his draft night. Here's a little that calls. It's kind of, you know, most Skins fans have seen this. Remember, I don't know where he thought he was going to go, but he went third round, 76 picks. So that's a lot of waiting, right? That's sure. A day or two of waiting. Mm-hmm. And he's got people at the house there. It doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, you could just kind of feel the tension in the air when he answers the phone.
I'm good. How are you doing? Man, hell yeah, I do, Coach. Hell yeah, that'd be great. Hey, man. I appreciate you. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Getting a little bit choked up.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. I can't wait to be there. Hey, how you doing? I'm good, Coach. Yeah, I'm very excited to be a part of the organization. Yes, sir. I can't wait to get to work. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Coach. How you doing? It's the perfect matchup. It's a perfect connection. I can't wait to get started.
They must have been talking about Haskins there, right? Because wasn't Haskins already there? Or no?
Haskins? No, draft.
He preceded Haskins.
No, that was same draft, wasn't it? Haskins.
Terry McLaurin?
You tell me. I can't remember.
Weren't they both?
Wasn't McLaurin?
Haskins was the first round, McLaurin third round, right?
Maybe it's a different year. No, I think Haskins was there the year
2019
before.
Draft.
I'm wrong.
That's probably where he said it was the perfect connection. I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
Wasn't he there with Case
Our memories
Keenum?
Stink.
Wasn't Case Keenum the quarterback like in the opening game against Philly?
You're probably right because Haskins didn't play. Didn't Haskins not play that much this year?
I know the opener. Remember when he scorched Philly, almost had the second touchdown?
Right.
Yeah. That was Case Keenum throwing the ball. Like,
right, but
Keenum
Haskins didn't play.
But Haskins wasn't playing.
He wasn't playing.
Okay, he missed the first five games or something, didn't he?
I honestly don't remember. I'd have to look up the.
They put him in midseason. Jay reluctantly played him. Didn't really want to play him.
Because Jay was still there in the last year. Okay.
And then Ron was kind of forced to play him.
They were the same draft.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So I think that's what they're talking about.
Right.
I think that's what they're talking about. And I don't know. And you could just see, like, if that call continued, I think when they hang up, then the whole room goes nuts. Mm-hmm,
sure.
And you see the emotion from Terry. It's a big night for a lot of families.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot of hard work paying off.
You think Jaden will have the same reaction?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But he doesn't seem as emotional to
me. Listen, I think Terry's extraordinary. I think Terry could be president of the United States.
He's kind of he's one of a kind.
I mean, he could be whatever he wants. I think he's
like, what if they show Jaden at his house with hanging around his family and they have a big party and then like no one's jumping up and down?
Muted reaction.
It's kind of a muted reaction.
No, I think when you go 2 overall, you're going to get a pretty good reaction.
Yeah, I would think. That's a good pop.
Plus, he's already in Detroit. Right. I believe Jaden Daniels and Drake May were at a Special Olympics event yesterday in Detroit.
Look, he may not want to be here, but as soon as they show up with that PJ, and they fly him into Ashburn, and he's getting champagne on the plane,
right?
And he arrives, and they got all the hors d'oeuvres and everything.
Yeah,
and
he'll be like, "Oh, okay, I could work here. Yeah, I think I could work here."
Probably has a lobster dinner or something. He's gonna like it.
If it were a drab, he'd throw the lobster right back in their face because he doesn't do big crustaceans. He's not a fan, but
Jason, your job next week is to figure out where Jaden's gonna live.
Oh yeah,
he'll already know. It'd probably take one of the, like RG3's old house or something. Or whose house is up for sale? Who did we just get rid of?
Who just left? Ron, you can buy Ron's house.
Yeah, maybe he'll move into Ron's house.
Where was Ron's house?
Do you know
where
Ron lives? What neighborhood?
He lives in Great Falls, I think. Or
Logan's in Belmont.
Logan putting his up for sale.
I don't think it's.
I'm gonna guess,
Logan wants to stay in the
I'm
area
gonna guess
very badly.
That Jaden Daniels, even though he's going to come into a ton of dough, like he doesn't. Is he going to go out and buy like a $10 million house?
Nah,
like,
maybe
no,
not.
Those houses aren't that much.
Maybe he might buy like a nice condo.
He might get a fat ass townhouse or something.
Yeah, just keep it. Just keep it kind of low key. Then go build your baller spread. He's a California guy, right?
Yeah. He doesn't have to be able, listen, those homes are nice, but they're not $10 million homes.
I don't know how much they cost.
Well, they're not $10 million. The average
Creighton
home
Farms?
Out there.
Yeah. No. Well, Creighton, but not. He's not gonna live in Creighton.
Right.
Those are $10 million in Creighton.
Some of them are. Dude, they're 20,000 square feet.
They're massive.
Well, he doesn't need that. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't need a Chris Cooley size house. That's the biggest house I think I've ever been in.
That was
personally.
Yeah, that
when
was
we went there a few years. Well, it's more than a few years ago.
Yeah, but I was thinking about like the coaches, where the coaches were looking. Dan Quinn and Kingsbury.
Well, I'm sure Jason will have. He could do like a tour. He could do a Hollywood tour.
I don't know where Dan Quinn lives. You should have told us. Remember,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know anybody I don't know anybody very well that
would
know.
You're a recluse. You never go out of your house.
Yeah, you're not asking.
Yeah,
the,
I gotta
the right
follow.
Questions.
You know what?
Don't you have real estate friends out there?
They don't know.
You've been asking.
Yeah, what about the artists?
My real estate friends who are agents don't know because the Skins have their own agents. They use the same.
Yeah, but isn't it all public? It's all public information.
Not necessarily the name.
Can you ask?
I think so.
EB, can you ask Debbie and Sarah Reynolds?
So you'd have to
find out.
So
they publish it.
So you can Google Dan Quinn.
Well, I don't know if you could go, but put it this way: in Washingtonian, they always put the biggest sales and who bought the house.
Yeah. Yep,
I think that stuff's public knowledge.
Remember,
if you really care. Your mic is breaking up. Either mine or that mic is just terrible.
So send out a distress call to Roger to fix that.
Remember, Cake said that Cliff Kingsbury is buying an apartment in Arlington.
Yeah, I think Clarendon.
Oh, yeah, Clarendon.
Because he wants to go to Spider Kelly's and the Clarendon ballroom.
He couldn't be more boring. You think he wants to go to Spider Kelly's?
He's so boring. You know what? I'm glad he's boring. Just don't make your offense boring. You can be boring, but as long as your offense is dynamic, then I'm cool with that. You could be a bore fest.
He reminds me of like Dustin Johnson. Like, great athlete, probably great coach.
Yeah.
Boring guy.
Boring. Mm.
Boring guy.
Now the ladies don't find him boring because they always comp him to Ryan Gosling, at least back in the day.
I think
that's a good comp.
I think he's a good looking guy, but he's a boring guy.
He's a stiff.
Right.
Now eventually I'll find out where they are.
I think you should.
Eventually.
I just don't know now. It'll come to light.
Well, people can hit us up on Twitter if you know where guys are living, because Lurch likes that stuff.
Yeah, let us Pull the curtain back. Let's
drive around and you do a Skins coaches tour.
You know, Kingsbury could just rent. He's got a fat ass place in Arizona.
Why do you want to pay 8%?
He might just rent something.
Yeah, renting is probably
now Quinn
good.
Probably a different story, but Kingsbury, I don't know if he'll buy.
Yeah,
he's probably more fluid than Dan Quinn. Like where he's going to be next. I know he hasn't even coached a game here yet. I'm thinking about his next destination, his next stop, wherever that's going to be.
Listen, it's unlikely that Kingsbury going to turn this around in 1 year. I think Jason talked about it. In 1 year, and all of a sudden get snatched up.
Yeah.
We got a long ways to go. We were one of the worst offenses in football.
Yeah. I mean, we got all right, long maybe ways in 3 years, if the team gets really good in 3 years, he's the top, hot OC, mm-hmm. but I don't know, we'll see.
All right, when we come back, we will continue to talk Commanders here on NFL Draft Day. Grant Paulson is going to try to sell us on why Drake May should be the pick over Jaden Daniels. We'll get to that audio next. Can we be convinced? You'll see next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.